Good morning. How are you all this morning? Good to have you here. Thank you for all your work on the Seder meal earlier today. That was really fun. Thank you, Bob, and all of our adults. You sang with frogs in Pharaoh's underwear. You should start out every Lent that way, with frogs in Pharaoh's underwear. Hey, I want to ask you a question. When you count, okay, everybody get your hands up. You ready? Okay. So when you close your hands, so count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See, that's interesting. You all do it the same way. What's number one? Smart aleck. You know what's weird? I found out that in other parts of the world, this is first. Isn't that weird? I think it's weird. I always grew up that this, how many people do you see going around? We're number one. Never, right? This is, I need a ride. But it's so weird. In other parts of the world, they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But every one of you went 1, 2, 3, 4. The poor lonely thumb. 5. It's so weird, because if you think about it, right, what makes sense? You start at one end and at the other end, right? So could we go 1, 2, 3? It's hard, isn't it? 4. Can you start with your pinky? Let's see. Everybody, just your pinky. Not one of you has arthritis, do you? When you have arthritis, it's really hard to do this. 1. Can you get that second one up? Look at that. See, you're all crooked. 2. Doing things in a new way is so hard. We get to doing the same thing over and over and over again. So every time I count, I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I see television, they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jesus, in the gospel for today, something new is happening. They're there having dinner. Jesus is at the home of Lazarus. And all of a sudden, what happens? Mary takes and pours perfume.
And wipes it with her hair.
And wipes it with her hair, which is pretty gross. Why do you always find the funny stuff in the, it's okay. You'd be in trouble because you got really short hair, so you'd have to get your whole head down there. And that would be weird. It is. Jesus, put your feet up a little bit. Yes, I know. I can hear you doing that. I know. But something really weird is happening. And we know what we come to find is something's going to happen to Jesus pretty soon.
Yeah.
He's going to die. And in the Gospel of John, his body, which normally they would do, they would put oil and perfume on his body, but they don't get a chance to do that. So we know that what's happening is that Mary is anointing Jesus for his death. Doesn't that seem weird? But see, God is up to something new. Instead of just the same old stuff, God is sending Jesus to us to show us how to love. And sometimes that's hard to see. It was hard for the disciples. It was hard for poor Judas Iscariot to see something new was happening. It's like they just want to keep counting in the same old way. But God is doing something else. There you go. So one of the things that I'm really thankful for is that, over the years, you all are going to be doing something new in God. We in the church, we try to always count the same, preferably 4-4, or if you're going to go 5-6 to 3-4 to 7-4, whatever you want to do in the middle of a psalm, that's fine. But you all are going to bring something new. God is going to do something new through you. And I know it will have to do with God's love. So maybe we should learn to be a little more comfortable with trying God's new thing in Jesus. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for bringing new things to us. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys, back to your places. Thank you.